Thank you for calling Bank of Carter. This is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2411-3101-0047-3822.
3822. Okay, and what is your name?
Harry Ramani.
Harry Ramani. Okay, and what business are you calling from?
APK Associates.
APK Associates. Okay, let me pull up your file really quick. One second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, it's loading up right now, and let me see. What's the best phone to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
This one, 516-279-6294.
279-6294. Okay. And then what's the...
Or 6293, whichever.
Or 6293, okay. 6293, okay, hey, Ramani. What's the...
Ramani. Ramani.
Can you spell it for me?
R-A... M-A-N-I.
N-I. Ramani. Okay, got it. And what's the address of the business's location?
48531 South Broadway, Hicksville, New York, 11801.
11801?
Yes.
Okay, Hicksville, New York. Okay, and then what's your email address, Harry?
Harry96778. At AOL.com.
AOL.com. Okay, and are you the owner of the business, Harry?
Yes.
Okay, what's the structure of the business? Is it a sole prop, LLC, S-Corp?
It's S-Corp.
S-Corp. Okay, awesome. So you're the 100% owner, you said?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let me see. And do you guys have a website as well for your business?
Cassie Cosmetics. C-A-S-S-I-E Cosmetics.
Cosmetics. Okay. Okay, cool. So I got that information. Yeah, if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, I'm looking for a business loan for working capital.
You okay.
Know, banks are just getting too tough with their requirements. So if the interest rate is good and the terms of repayment are spread out, I would be interested.
Okay, great. So you're kind of familiar. It sounds like you might have used working capital before.
Yes, I've used working capital from private sources in the past 5-7 years. That's not been a problem. The thing is that they want repayment weekly or monthly or something. I mean, and their loans are short distance. Short duration. I'd like a longer duration, like you mentioned, 72 months or something. That spreads it out much better.
Okay, cool. So you're looking for working capital. How much were you looking for exactly?
Whatever the amount. I mean, I've been in business 32 years. I've got inventory. I always need for inventory. So if you have whatever you can give me, 100, 200, 250, whatever, 1,000.
Yeah, so the working capital programs, we can get you money based on the amount of sales that you have per year. Typically, we can free up around 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So, you know, just say, for example, what did you guys do last year in gross sales?
About 600,000.
600K, okay. Okay, so you'd probably qualify for around 60 to 90K. But kind of, you know, depending, maybe we can get you a little bit more. Just, you know, are you on track to beating that 600K this year? Like, is business booming for you guys?
It's not booming. The only thing is that my profit margins are much up now because I'm more on the internet where the markups are much bigger. Previously, I was more in like the discount stores where the markups are smaller.
Okay.
And the amounts are bigger. But I would say it's going to be around the same amount, 600K to 800K.
Okay, but your profit margins are higher, so that's good.
Yeah.
How did you get into the internet marketing stuff more?
Well, everybody's in the internet. I've been a distributor for the last 32 years, but 8 or 9 years ago when everybody started getting in, I got in too.
Yeah. And what do you guys sell exactly? Is there something that you guys specialize in?
Cosmetics. So that's why it's Cassie Cosmetics. So if you ever go on that website, then you have the option of going either to my Amazon store or my eBay store. So those two, if you click on, you'll see all my products there. I got about 5,000 or 6,000 listings. I've been in business around for a long time. My feedbacks are good. So that would give you a rough idea in case you want to look beyond just pure figures and finance.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know the markup's pretty big in cosmetics. I got engaged last year, and my fiance, I don't know, her mom sells Avon, so I'm sure you're familiar with Avon, right?
Yeah, you know, the Avon lady, they go house to house, so they connect their personal contacts. I'm not that way. Mine's more like it's all international.
Yeah, how'd you start your business? Were you like kind of in the industry for a while, and you're like, hey, I can do this on my own?
No, I just started 32 years ago selling cosmetics. I would sell to stores around the city. I'm in New York City. And then I kept expanding and exporting a bit. And 8 years ago, I branched out on the Internet. I still have my main company, APK Associates, but it goes DBA Cassie Cosmetics. It's my other company.
Gotcha. So are you involved in other industries as well?
No, only cosmetics.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, very cool. And so do you get discounts when you buy the inventory by bulk, or what's your incentive for buying a lot of inventory?
You always get a discount if Revlon or Sally Hansen is closing out on an item and they just want to dump whatever they got, get rid of it, and start a new line. You always get a good deal.
Yeah. You should get like 10, 20% off, something like that.
Get more. 5-3% off, you know. I mean, it depends on the item, the season, if it's an off-season name, or if the fashion has gone, mm-hmm. and Revlon wants to clear that up because the fashion's gone or the color shades have gone. But I always have markets in overseas who might still want those shades, who are not as advanced as in America in fashion. So mm-hmm. there's always somebody buying some item.
Yeah. What is what would you say your average profit margin is? What's your like typical markup?
Well, on my distribution, it's not as high. On my internet, it's higher. So there's no way of really knowing. After you factor in commissions, expenses, everything, it all boils down to a lot of guesswork.
Yeah. It's hard to say. I imagine it's going to vary completely depending on, you know, which market, like you said, internet or international or whatnot. Okay.
Right. Anyway, okay. Where do I stand regarding this loan? Now, I know you've been asking me questions, and which are relevant questions. I'm not saying they're irrelevant, but I'd like to know where I stand about this. How long will it take for you to determine what documents you need from me? Stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a pretty quick process. I can actually have some numbers for you, if not tomorrow, by the next day. But it's a one-page credit application. We look at the last 6 months of your business bank statements. We kind of do an analysis of your cash flows. And then we look at your previous year's tax return just to verify your sales, obviously, you know, to make sure that you're a legit business and all that stuff. And that's pretty much it. Do you have any existing working capital loans out right now?
I got, like any businesses, always some loan out there. Sometimes it's a very thin line between a working capital loan and a personal loan. I might take it as a personal loan, but I might use it for my business. So there's no
gotcha.
No hard and fast answer to that question.
Okay, gotcha. But you don't have any like actual working capital programs, though, right? Like it's fine if you like. Not I'm not talking about like line of credit or business loans or whatever, but specifically working capital.
There's always a business who's been in business 32 years will always have it. You are not the first one. If you were the first one, I would be out of business by now.
No. I mean, do you have any current working capital loans that you're paying off?
There's always some working capital loans or the other. I don't want to give major details about my business out.
No problem.
You're
these are just
asking me for profit markups. You're asking me for working capital loans. I can't give you too much detail. I can give you my tax returns.
Okay.
You can check up on Dun & Bradstreet or wherever else how long I've been in business. I've never declared bankruptcy, never bounced a check. those things you can do, but I can't give you major details about my personal dealings and my profit markups and stuff like that. That no businessman gives away.
No problem. No trade secrets. I totally get it. Okay, so have you gone to your bank already? Did you get any feedback from them about the financing that you're looking for?
Yeah, the bank's not giving there because I own two properties and the debt-to-income ratio. See, I own my mom's property and I'm the one who's paying her mortgage. So now I'm technically having two debts and my debts are high. So the bank's hesitant to give me loans.
I gotcha. Yeah, the big banks don't mess around too much with the small and medium-sized businesses. I guess they see it as too much risk, and it's a huge hassle with them as well. I'm sure you've been around for a while in your business, so I'm sure you kind of know what I'm talking about. How would you rate your credit, Harry? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
In Experian, it is 700 and change, 705 or something.
Cool. Okay, cool.
You could check that. You'd probably check that too, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to send you the... Yeah, no problem. So yeah, just so you know, this is a business loan. It's not going to show up on your personal credit. It's going to show up on your business credit. Okay. So it won't affect your debt to income ratio at all. Okay. But we do take a look at your personal credit, obviously, to make sure that, you know, that you're a worthy customer and everything like that. But these programs are mostly based off the sales of your business. So as long as you can cash flow the note, we can get you approved on some of our programs. But yeah, like I mentioned, it's a pretty quick process. I'm going to email you the application info right now. And then if you want to get it back to me today or tomorrow, I can typically have an answer for you within 24 hours or so. Is there, like, do you have a timeline? Are you looking to just bring on the funds as soon as possible, or do you have like a deadline with a certain inventory deal, or?
There are deals out there which I want to buy in time for Christmas to get it over and then to work on them and to supply my accounts. So I need the sooner the better.
Okay, great. Now you mentioned that you saw the thing for 72 months. That's going to be for secured money, meaning equipment financing. So if there's something that you have there that you wanted to collateralize, then we can give you longer terms like 72 months. But for working capital, typically the terms go up to 24 months. About 2% of our customers get approved for the 36 month programs, but generally it's going to be short term. Most of my customers will do anywhere from like 6 months to 18 months. Just to kind of give you a heads up. Now, like I said, if you have any equipment there or any assets that you wanted to collateralize, we can put those on longer terms. But just to be upfront with you and transparent, I don't want to waste your time if this isn't going to work for you. Now, with that being said, I'd love to see what we can get you approved for. And if it works for you, take it. If it doesn't work, if you don't like the terms, if you're like, I really wanted something longer term, you don't have to take it. There's no obligation. There's no fees or anything like that just for applying. Does that make sense?
Well, you mentioned 24 months, and then in the same breath, you also mentioned 6 months to 18 months. What do I make of that?
No. Our average customer does 6 months to 18 months, but the terms go up to 24 months. And then, like I mentioned, about 2% of our customers get approved for 36 months, but I don't like to pitch that just because it's not very common. But yeah, generally, it's going to be up to 24 months.
Right, but you mentioned 6 to 18 months. I'm not interested in a 6-month loan.
No problem. Yeah, no problem. I'm going to get you approved for the best program available and with the longest terms, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of our customers, like there's a special, you know, need or opportunity where they only need it for short term. That's kind of like what these programs are meant for, but they do go up to 24 months, so.
Yeah, I'd rather have a longer term because then the repayments are much easier for me.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. I'm trying to figure out if I covered everything. Yeah, so Harry, I'm going to send you the application info. If you wanted to get that stuff back to me today, I can have an answer for you tomorrow. For your business, I imagine most of your revenue is come from credit card payments, right?
It's through PayPal and Amazon payments.
Okay, cool.
And then I have my accounts in the they mail me checks, and it's in the tri-state area. You know?
Okay, cool. Yeah, so it'll be the one-page credit app, 6 months banks, previous year's tax return, and then we look at 4 months of your merchant processing statements as well. It kind of opens some more doors with other programs that we can approve you for if you have a lot of sales that go through the merchant processor, like credit cards and stuff.
I don't accept credit cards because all my payments are through PayPal.
Gotcha.
Now, they might pay through credit card, but I don't see them as credit card. I get them through PayPal.
Okay, cool. So it doesn't... Okay, gotcha. So it just kind of deposits every month from PayPal pretty much?
What they do is they pay me through PayPal. PayPal, once it accumulates to a certain figure, I transfer it to my bank.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. That makes it easy. Yeah, so I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to get you approved for the maximum term that I can, for the highest amount. You mentioned that you could use 200, 250K. I don't think we'll be able to get you approved for that much. I would say probably just under 100,000 max. But this is a renewable source, meaning in 6 months, you know, say we get you approved for a 24-month program, and 12 months from now, if you need more funds, it's renewable. And there's also interest forgiveness, a lot of times written in with the contract as well. So if you pay it off early to borrow more funds, they'll forgive you for the rest of the interest. So they're pretty flexible, the programs that we offer. But I can actually have something presented to you, like I said, within a couple of days, if it's something that you're looking to move forward with pretty quickly here.
Yeah. Okay. So okay. Once I receive your email, then I'll work on that application.
Okay. Sounds good, Harry. Do you have any other questions for me before we get off the phone?
No, that's it.
Okay, let me just confirm your email really quick. Harry, Harry, 96778 at AOL.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, Harry, I'm going to send you the email right now, and I'll give you a follow-up call tomorrow. Does that sound good?
Yes. What is Cardiff Bank?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff. We're a privately held business bank. We're in the West Coast. I'm in the San Diego office. So we specialize in small and medium-sized businesses, just like yours. So we help people in all 50 states, all sorts of industries, anything you could think of. I'm helping a lady, actually, in San Diego, coincidentally. She's buying a shrimp peeler, if you ever heard of such a thing. It's an equipment, piece of equipment. So there's some crazy stuff that we do that you probably, in industries that you probably never heard of. But, yeah, they import and export seafood, so...
Now, talking about equipment, I do have equipment like forklifts and pallets and power jacks, etc. But how are you going to give that against the equipment? What are you going to use that as?
You can use that as collateral. It's a little bit more of a process, takes a little bit longer. We have to have, you know, inspectors, different agencies go out there to kind of assess the equipment. It's a little bit more of a headache if you wanted to do that. Or if you're looking at bringing on new equipment, that's something a little bit easier. If you're looking at new equipment, we can help you with that as well. You're pre-approved for both equipment and capital. So.
Yeah, no, I'm not looking for new equipment, but I have equipment in the form of a narrow aisle reach truck, which is about $30,000 out in the market. It's pretty new. I have my vehicle in my company name. If that is considered an equipment.
Okay.
Some power jacks. I got probably $50,000 in equipment.
Okay, cool. Well, it sounds like we have some options here then. I can see what we can do for you on the working capital program first. If you don't like the terms, then we can look into seeing about collateralizing some of the equipment that you have there, maybe to free up some more cash for you.
Okay. So so Bank of Cardiff is located in the West Coast, in San Diego. Where is it located?
Correct. I'm in the San Diego office, yeah.
Where is the head office?
I'm sorry?
Where's Bank of Cardiff's head office?
This is actually the head office.
Okay, you're on the San Diego, you're on the head office, that means.
Correct, yeah. Feel free to, I don't know, have you checked out our website already?
I've checked a little bit, and there's a couple of complaints on YouTube, etc., but apart from that, I think everything's okay. I mean...
Yeah, those videos on YouTube, those are actually uploaded by us. The titles are kind of misleading, but if you actually click on it, it's not an actual customer complaint. I don't know why they call them that on the videos, but yeah, please feel free to check out our YouTube account. Check out our Google Plus with real customer reviews. My name's Julian. I'm actually on there. You can see me, just so you can kind of, you know, obviously you want to make sure you know who you're working with as well. So.
All right. So send me that email, and then we'll take it from there tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good, Harry. Thanks so much for your time. We'll talk very soon.
All right. Have a good day.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.